Hey, Jennifer LeClaire here. Before we get started with the teaching, I want to let you know that it's open enrollment season for our schools. And right now, you can try out any of our schools for just $1 for the first class. That's what I said, just $1 for the first class. Now, a lot of our older content is audio only, so some of you may experience an audio course, but pretty soon in the schools, it's all video. So you can interact. School of Prophecy, School of Spiritual Warfare, School of the Seers, School of Deliverance, and School of Prayer and Intercession. Right now, you have the opportunity to enroll, and you can get that first class for just $1. Get it while you can at schoolofthespirit.tv.
Are you tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life? Picture this. Unseen forces are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path that God has laid out for you. But you don't have to be frustrated. You don't have to fear, because you carry the power within you. His name is Jesus, the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to conquer hindering spirits that are coming against you. You don't have to be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. You know, we need to get to the point where we discern the presence of these hindering spirits before they strike, or at least at the moment that they strike. Now, there's biblical wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. I'm going to teach you that. You can learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. I'm going to teach you that. As a matter of fact, we're going to go on a warpath to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships. I mean, every area. That's what I've done in my life. I have conquered hindering spirits. Now, let me give you one example. In 2017, I was invited to minister in Singapore. This was the first time that I'd been to Singapore. And the first time that you go into a nation is really critical. Well, my passport was expired. I guess I don't know if I didn't realize it or what I was thinking. But my passport was expired. And the Miami Passport Agency, the one that was closest to me, was closed. So I had to fly from Miami to Atlanta to get a new passport. Well, when I was on the plane, some kind of demonic force overshadowed me, and I fell asleep on the plane. When I woke up when we landed, I didn't know where I was. I had no idea what was going on. I stumbled off the plane, and I sat down in one of those chairs that are right outside, you know, when you deboard, and I fell asleep. I finally woke up and I thought, my God, I'm under attack. I need to do something, but I did not know what to do. So I just said, let me get to the hotel. I'm just got to get to the hotel. That's my aim. I don't even remember how I got there. I remember being in a taxi. God was with me. Thank God. But that night I was disoriented. I got up the next morning at 6 a.m. to do my prayer call, which I've been doing for 10 years at 6 a.m. And I got up to do my prayer call, and I began to vomit. I began to be woozy. I fell over, and I couldn't do the prayer call. Well, when I didn't show up on my prayer call, a friend of mine got very worried and called me. She says, what's going on? What's going on? I said, I don't know, but I'm under some kind of attack, and I can't even resist. I'm completely overwhelmed. I'm disoriented. I don't even know how I got here. So my friend actually flew up to Atlanta and took me to the passport office. We prayed, we broke the assignment of the infirmity. We flew home. The very next day, we flew back to Atlanta. But because of a rainstorm, our plane was delayed. Our plane was hindered. And so we were trying to rush. We're racing to the next flight, try to get our flight to Singapore. And we got there just as the plane was passing, you know, pulling away from the gate. I couldn't believe it. It took us 3 days to get to Singapore. We spent time in Korea. We spent time in Japan. We spent time in Dubai. But it didn't stop us. We knew this was a hindering spirit, and we prayed. We made the most of it. We rejoiced in the Lord. Listen, I had sushi in Japan. Praise God. And I was able to experience Dubai. Now, what was going on here? This was a hindering spirit that was sent to hindering me. And here's what I want you to understand. Hindering spirits, yes, it's to hinder you, it's to delay you, but there's a greater purpose behind it. That's what we often miss when we talk about hindering spirits. There's a greater purpose behind it. It's more than just frustrating you. That's part of it. It's more than, you know, it's in this case, this hindrance was to keep me from receiving a major impartation from one of the greatest generals of the faith alive today. Her name is Naomi Doughty. She had agreed to meet with me. She's a megachurch pastor there in Singapore, a former missionary to the Solomon Islands. And I got to spend time with her, walk through her facility. She released impartation, and I ministered there. The hindering spirit tried to stop me, tried to make me sick, tried to keep me from getting my passport, tried to keep me from getting there to Singapore at all. Then our luggage, I didn't even tell you that, our luggage was lost for 3 days after we got there. So that was another hindrance. I had to go out and buy new clothes. But you know what? The hindering spirit tried to stop me, but I persevered. Hindering spirits will try to stop you too. In fact, hindering spirits, often what people call the spirit of delay. Hindering spirits is a more biblical way to say it. But hindering spirits, listen, are probably working against you more than you know. Now, I'm not one to blame everything on the devil. We must first look at ourselves. Are we, you know, opening the door? Did we do something to allow the enemy to get a foothold? But, or are we just making poor decisions with our own, you know, faculties? But scripture speaks a lot about hindering spirits. And in this presentation, I want to look at a few examples and I want to expound on this. So let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are good. I give you praise and honor and glory. I magnify your name. I ask you to give us ears to hear today and help us get a righteous indignation against these demon powers and equip us in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we get started, I want to mention I do have a new course coming out. It's called Conquering Hindering Spirits, and you can find it at schoolofthespirit.tv. It's on ultra early bird right now. It's 60% off the normal price for a limited time. And so you're going to get on over there. If it's either on pre-order or a wait list, you're going to sign up for that and get it while you can. I'm actually going to teach you today some extra stuff that's not in the class because I keep on learning. So consider this a bonus. Now the class is it goes deep and it's very practical and there's a lot of prayer. But I do want to give you a different sort of a look today at some things that I didn't share in the course. So this is a bonus. So a hindering spirit is any spirit that makes it hard to advance, holds us back, prevents us from accomplishing our goals, or brings delays. A hindering spirit is any spirit that makes it hard to advance, holds us back, prevents us from accomplishing our goals, or bring delays. Now, there is such a thing as a hindering spirit, but other spirits can also hinder us. And I talk more about that in the course. And it's a very important distinction, actually, because if you're not accurate in the spirit, you won't find success in the spirit. So one of the definitions of hinder is hinder. It's an old word. It means come from behind. So many times that hindering spirit, the hindering spirit itself, not necessarily other spirits that hinder, but the hindering spirit itself, it comes from behind. So unless we're discerning, we can't stop it until after it executes its assignment. It comes from behind. It is a blind-siding spirit. Now, I want to talk about three areas in which the enemy can hinder us. The first one is people. The enemy can work through people to hinder your progress. The enemy can work through people to hinder your natural or your spiritual progress. And we know that. I call it people warfare. You know, scripture says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? But against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. The problem is some of these demon, you know, gangs here, these demon powers, they influence people to hinder you. Galatians 5, verse 7 says this. I'm going to read out of the Amplified version because I like how it amplifies it. It says this, Galatians 5, verse 7. You were running the race nobly. Who has interfered in, hindered, and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth. Paul wanted to know, okay, this hindering spirit is influencing someone to stop my disciples. He said, you were running the race nobly. You were doing really well. What happened? Who has interfered? Who has hindered you? Who has stopped you from following the truth? Somebody came in with a different doctrine. Somebody came in talking about another Jesus. Somebody came in trying to get the Galatians to return essentially to Judaism, the law. So we see here that when we're hindered, we're stopped. Have you ever noticed that when you start going hard after the word, you get on fire, begin to press into the presence of God, hindrances manifest? When you set out to pray, hindrances manifest. Many times people start calling you, or there's an emergency, or there's some battle against your mind, these thoughts, to distract you. Hindrances can come from the enemy, but hindrances can also come from people. They can come from people. I mean, these days, nobody even needs your phone number to call you. You call me through Instagram or Facebook. And so thank God my notifications are off. I don't get anything. But I used to get notifications. So people would call me at 3:30 in the morning when I'm praying. I get up at 3:30, 3:45. People would call me and I didn't answer, but they'd leave a message. They don't even have my phone number. And they'd say, woman of God, please go to the throne room. And the Lord told me you would have a word for me by 9 a.m. this day. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Distraction. The enemy can, that wasn't the Holy Spirit leading that person to call me. And so the enemy can impel or incite people to hinder you.
Well, did that open your eyes? People can be used of the enemy to hinder us. And they often are. Now, we can't change a person's behavior, but we can pray against the spirit that is motivating their behavior. I have so much more I want to teach you. I'm really hoping you enjoyed this podcast, but I want you to get in on this Conquering Hindering Spirits course. This is on pre-order right now, and it won't be available for long. So please pre-order it so you don't get in the rush and forget, because this course will transform your life. When I learned what I'm teaching you, I began to shut down the enemy attacks left and right. This hindering spirit had been coming against me for years. Even up until the time I was teaching this course, I was still battling it. But I'll tell you this, I have learned how to conquer hindering spirits, spirits that delay, derail, discourage. I have found scriptural keys and the boldness within me to release the word of God, which never fails. It's like a hammer, it's like a rock. Get to schoolofthespirit.tv right now, because this is on ultra early bird. It's on ultra early bird. Get on over there, pre-order it while you can. When this launches, it will not be there for long. I hope you enjoy this. Come back and listen to part two. I want to give you as much as I can to whet your appetite and go as far as I can with you to bring you into an awareness of hindering spirits and an understanding that you can overcome them. Schoolofthespirit.tv.
Are you tired of being held back, hindered, and delayed from your best life? I know you are. Picture this. Unseen forces called hindering spirits are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path God has laid out for you. But fear not. You carry the power to conquer hindering spirits. In the series every spiritual warrior has been waiting for, I'll guide you through the journey of unmasking the specific agenda of these obstructive forces in your life. No longer will you be blindsided by the tactics of hindering spirits. You'll learn to discern their presence the moment they strike, and even before they strike. You'll gain the wisdom to distinguish between divine guidance and diabolical interference. And you'll learn spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make hindering spirits flee. Join me as we go on a war path to dismantle the influence of hindering spirits across every facet of your life, your mind, your health, your finances, your career, your relationships, and beyond. Don't miss out on this life-changing spiritual warfare series. Unlock the secrets to conquering hindering spirits today at schoolofthespirit.tv.